With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is holding off on his initial threat to obliterate Iranian power plants. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Over the weekend, the president set a Monday deadline for Iran to fully reopen the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping. But in a morning social media post, he said U.S.-Iranian talks are underway and that he was extending his deadline by 5 days. The president wrote that talks to end the war would continue throughout the week.
And Mr. Trump insists that the U.S. has not budged one inch in its demands.
We're looking for all of the things that we've been talking about. We want to see no nuclear bomb, no nuclear weapon, not even close to it, low-key on the missiles. We want to see peace in the Middle East. We want the nuclear dust. We're going to want that. And I think we're going to get that. We've agreed to that. Yeah, we've agreed to that.
You want the enriched uranium before you can end this.
And we want no enrichment, but we also want the enriched uranium.
Two pilots are dead following a crash last night on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The airport remains closed. An Air Canada regional jet had just landed from Montreal when it crashed into a fire truck, crushing the plane's nose. Port Authority Executive Director Catherine Garcia says dozens of people were hurt.
Initial numbers indicate that 41 passengers and crew were transported to the hospital, as well as the ARF officers. At this time, we understand that 32 have been released, but there are also serious injuries.
The audio from WABC-TV and the National Transportation Safety Board among the agencies investigating the deadly crash. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 882 points, the NASDAQ ahead 463, the S&P 123 points higher. This is SRN News. Christian leaders in Bangladesh are hopeful.
The election of a new party in the mostly Muslim nation is sparking hope for greater religious freedom. The victorious Bangladesh Nationalist Party has already announced a new stipend for clergymen and is including Christians for the first time in the country's history. Christian leaders are welcoming the move, but say more concrete steps need to be taken. They're urging the new leadership to provide safety and non-discrimination protections, too. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration's investigating 13 states requiring state-regulated health insurance plans cover abortion. The probe's the latest in a long-running dispute between the political parties on how to interpret a provision that's included in federal spending laws each year. It bars states from discriminating against health entities that don't provide, cover, or refer for abortion. When Joe Biden was president, the Department of Health and Human Services said the provision did not pertain to employers or health care sponsors. This is SRN News. Well, once again, the NCAA tournament is producing upsets and results that no one can predict.
No perfect men's NCAA tournament brackets remain among the millions of entries in the ESPN Bracket Challenge and in contests tracked on the NCAA's official website. The end came when number 6 Tennessee beat number 3 seed Virginia in the 44th game of the tournament. Sunday started with two perfect brackets left in the ESPN contest and four on the NCAA's official website, which tracks the ESPN Challenge along with six contests run by other outlets. ESPN had 26.5 million entries and 36 million were tracked by the NCAA website. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The Supreme Court taking up a case from Mississippi over whether states can count mail-in ballots that arrive late. The outcome of the case could affect voters in 14 states and the District of Columbia. More details at srnnews.com.